The ouster of Saddam Hussein's regime in Iraq is prompting people in nearby countries to imagine new possibilities for their future. Kurds make up 7% of the population in Iran, and they are closely watching events unfold for their kinfolk in Iraq. As Roxana Sabiri reports from Iran, many of the Kurds there are envisioning what developments in Iraq might mean for them at home.
To many of the hundreds of Iranian Kurds gathered at a Kurdistan University conference, a border cannot block the bonds they feel with their kin in next-door Iraq. Here in the western Iranian province of Kurdistan, they're watching films and talking about atrocities they say the ousted Iraqi President Saddam Hussein committed against Kurds in Iraq.
I'm in agreement that Saddam has fallen. Saddam is a killer. No one said anything about what he did, and he killed many Kurds.
Gola Lamadinia is a 21-year-old student of English literature. Though she is an Iranian Kurd, she feels ties to Kurds in Iraq, who fought a long battle against Saddam Hussein and his predecessors for autonomy and for their basic human rights.
I hope the situation of the Kurds and the people of Iraq will be better in the future. I think if they have a better situation, all the Kurds in the world would be happier because we're close to them. I'm very glad myself, and I'm hopeful in the situation of the Kurds getting better, and in the next government in Iraq, they would have a share.
Like Gola, many of the Iranian Kurds at this conference believe the departure of the Iraqi president will give Iraq's more than 4 million Kurds new opportunities. But it's hard to ignore conversation here about what his removal also might mean for Kurds outside of Iraq, including those in Iran. Determining the actual number of Kurds in Iran or anywhere else is very difficult. The CIA World Factbook says there are 5 million Kurds in Iran. Some inside Iran speculate the number may be as high as 10 million. An estimated 25 to 35 million of them live in parts of Iran, Iraq, Turkey, Syria, and the former Soviet Union, making Kurds the largest ethnic group in the world without their own official homeland. Many of Iran's Kurds have admired the de facto self-government enjoyed by the Kurds of northern Iraq in the past decade or so. Now that Iraqi Kurds are set to play a significant role in their country's future government, many here wonder what effect they might see in Iran.
And Iraq would be that country which is going to be run by a parliamentary sort of system throughout which every religion, every ethnic group can have their own rights.
Sajadi Bakhtiar, an English literature professor at Kurdistan University, says he believes events in Iraq will have some positive effects on Kurds in other nations, such as Iran, Turkey, and Syria. He refers to the area where Kurds are scattered across the Middle East as Kurdistan.
In my idea, these events in the past 2 months in Iraq, which led to the downfall of a dictator regime, throughout the history of humanity, can have positive effects on the situation and actually political, economic, actually cultural conditions of the Kurdish nations in all parts of Kurdistan. So we are hopeful that these events can lead to a better democracy in not only in Iraqi Kurdistan, but also in the other parts of Kurdistan.
Throughout history, from the time of the Persian Empire to today, the Kurds have remained a minority, pushing for more say in governments. Iran's Kurds have shown an independent spirit throughout Iran's modern history, rebelling at various times against efforts by the central government to restrict their demands for more rights. After Iran's Islamic Revolution of 1979, the new regime and Kurdish guerrillas who opposed it engaged in intense fighting. But since 1983, the government has asserted its control over most of the Kurdish area. Most of Iran's Kurds are Sunni Muslim, like their cousins in northern Iraq, living in a majority Shiite Muslim country. Many of them believe Iran's current Shiite Muslim regime discriminates against them. Today, while some of Iran's Kurds advocate a new nation unifying Kurds from various countries, others say they're willing to settle for autonomy or a more democratic system within Iran. Many leaders in Iran and Turkey have worried that if Iraq's Kurds exploit the U.S.-led war to pursue greater autonomy, it could create unrest among their own larger Kurdish populations. But this is a notion Iran's interior minister dismisses.
The people of our society are related to each other. But what is common in Iran and among Kurds in Iran is their feeling of being Iranian.
Mousavi Lahri says what happens in Iraq will affect Iran, but he says his country is not worried about harmful consequences.
Kurds of Iran, they like Iran very much. And I think that all Kurds who are living in Kurdish areas of Iran, they feel they are Iranian, and they insist on it more than anyone.
Many of Iran's Kurds say they do enjoy more liberties than their kin in countries like Syria and Turkey. Kurds here are allowed to worship in their own mosques, wear their traditional clothes in public, and play Kurdish music. And some analysts say Iran does not discriminate against Kurds because of their ethnic origin or language, but for being Sunni Muslims. They point to Shiite Kurds like Abdullah Ramazanzadeh, who has managed to become the presidential cabinet's spokesperson. But many Kurds are demanding more. They say the country's Shiite leaders control local government offices, pressure their media, and prohibit them from teaching the Kurdish language in schools. Though Kurds have 24 members in Iran's parliament, some say these representatives lack sufficient powers. There are also no legalized Kurdish political parties in Iran. Kurds like Hossein, a university student from Tehran, say they're optimistic that Kurdish participation in a future Iraqi government can help Kurds in Iran.
I think American continue his interest, but he no kill Kurds. He no prohibit his language, his tout his party in Iraq. At the same time, if in the Iraq establish a democratic government, Iran perhaps permit to me using my language in school, perhaps release a political party in Iran.
Others, like Gola, the English literature student, say if change comes, it should be gradual.
I think we're more free in Iran, more than Kurds in Turkey and Iraq. Maybe not very good, but we're satisfied in our situation. We don't want another revolution. We agree with reforms, just that.
Most people here agree it's just too soon to tell what might happen as a result of events next door. But as they go about their daily lives, many say, their thoughts are pointed west to Iraq and east to the capital of Iran. For Common Ground, I'm Roxana Saberi in Tehran.